Yud Sivan, Thursday the 24th of May, Rabbi Yitzchok White, Nozir.
Good morning, Eden. My involvement in the primary school, I've had the misfortune in the last few months where, because in our school the mahalach is that the teachers are a week ahead in preparing the parasha, so I find myself at the moment, because we've got half term next week, so we're in the inyan of meraglim, and I've actually once walked into a shir that I was asked to give and I gave on the wrong week. I don't know if the olam bought my excuse, but Baruch Hashem this morning when I heard Kriyas HaTorah, I heaved a sigh of relief that I've got the right parasha. We'll go through the inyan of Nozir and the relevance and the lessons that we can take out of it today. And perhaps it would be a good idea if we did a quick synopsis of the halachas, a very brief recap of the halachas surrounding the Nozir. So the parasha of Nozirus is in Perek Vav of this week's Sedra, Parshas Nosoi. And the Nozir is someone who takes a vow of Nozirus, which is mechayev, an ish or an isha, to abide by 10 mitzvahs. 8 of them are mitzvahs loisaseh, and 2 of them are naseh. The loisasehs all relate to the lavim of consuming grapes and any grape derivative, and to cut the hair, he's not allowed to cut the hair of his head, and to render himself tomei to a tumas mace. The asehs require the nozir to allow his hair to grow, and to shave his head at the conclusion of his nazirus. And there are also a number of different karbonos that a nazir has to bring at the siyum, when the term of his nazirus comes to an end. Now, should the nazir become tomei to a tumas meis during his term of nazirus, he forfeits his days of nazirus, and any days of nazirus that he's already observed, he has to undergo a procedure of tahara and kapora, and then he starts all over again. And there must be a verbal declaration of Nazirus. It can't be b'machshava. And it's something along the lines, the Gemara talks about Arichus, something along the lines of Hareini Nozir, and it's categorized as a neda, and it shares many of the same halachas as a neda. For example, Hatara, that we know that if there's Charota or a Pesach, but that's Eikar Mekome Laharich. Now, how long is the duration of a nozir? So if the person did not say how long he intends to be a nozir for, the default is 30 days. And we learn this, the Gemara tells us in Nozir Daf Hei, that the Pasuk says, Kodosh Yiyeh, Yiyeh is the gematria of Lamed, and that's Lamed Yom, and we'll talk more about that by Arichus later. So when a person, he can also choose to become a nozir for a longer amount of time, and he defines how many days, as long as he specifies the number b'mefurish, then he becomes a nozir for that amount of time. There's something called nazirus olam. If he says, hareini nozir olam, I'm now becoming a nozir for the rest of my life, so then he becomes a nozir and he has all the rules of nazirus, with the exception that once every 12 months, Hichbid olav saroi, if he feels that his hair is getting too much to deal with, he's permitted to shave it once every month, every 12 months. He doesn't have to, he's permitted to. When he shaves his hair, he's then required to bring a karbonos nozir, and the Rambam talks about that in Hilchas Nazirus. And we know that there were two very famous nazirei olam, one was Shmuel Hanavi, and the other one was Avshalom ben David. Then there's something called Nazirus Shimshon. If a person says, Hareini Nozir Shimshon, he becomes a Nozir for the rest of his life, and there's no annulment, there's no Hatara, he can't be Matineda, and he's forbidden from shaving his head even once a year, and he doesn't bring any Kabonis. Another difference between him and a regular Nozir is that it's permissible for him to be Matama Lames. This Nazirus is named after Shimshon, because we know, and it's in this week's Haftorah, that the Malach came to Shimshon's mother and reassured her that she would be zeicha to have a child, and said that this child has got a chiyuv to be brought up kodesh mirechem. From the moment this child is born, this child has got a shame of a nozir, and that that nozir would be permitted to be metamel lemis. That's the nazirus essentially. There's three main isurim that a nozir has to do to live through his tkuf of nazirus. He's forbidden to cut, to shave, or to even pull out his hair. And even if only one hair is shaved, he's over. However, if his head is shaved during the tkuf of nazirus, whether it's b'shoigeg or b'mezid, he doesn't have to repeat the nazirus again. At the time of concluding nazirus, he has to have had at least 30 days of hair growth in order to be mesayim his nazirus. Then there's hayotzim and hagefen. Any derivative of grapes, anything to do with a grape product, wine, he's not allowed to drink sheicha, which in the case of a nozer refers to aged wine, which has been mixed with something to soften it a little bit. That is, any derivative of a grape is osa to him. Tumah, he's also betumas meis, and if he becomes a tumah meis, whether it's an oinus, whether it's a shoigug, whether it's a mezid, as we said earlier, he forfeits the days he's already observed as a nozer, and he has to follow the procedure of efer apara, and to be matire himself, and he shaves his head on the seventh day. And on the eighth day, he's makir various kambonos, and he starts all over again. At the conclusion of his term of nazirus, there's tiglachas, where the nozir shaves his head. He does this at the base of Migdosh, and he does this with a razor, even his payas, because the asay is doicha the loisasei of loisakifu pa'as reishchem, and he shaves everything completely off. Now we can move on to the Geshmaka topics to understand the relevance of nazirus today and the lessons that we can take out of it, and understanding the whole halach yelach surrounding this very mysterious mitzvah of nazirus. So there's different opinions in the Gemara about the virtues of a nozir. Whether this is a virtue, whether this is something which is a maila, something that should be encouraged, or whether this is something that should be discouraged. And Rashi, in Pasuk Yud Aleph, quotes the Gemara in Nozid Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, that Rabbi Lozer HaKafo Oimer, Shetzir Atzmei Min HaYayin, because he was Metzair himself from the wine, he is considered to be a Chota. And the Gemara also says that the Pasuk is referring to him as a Chota because he was Metamel Lemeis. And the Gemara says very clearly, Sova Rabbi Lozer HaKafo, Rabbi Lozer HaKafo says that Nozor Toho Nami Chotehu, a nozir tohir is also a chayta. Why? Because he's abstained from taking the pleasures of drinking wine. Now, the Gemara in Tanis Daf Yud Aleph has an interesting dialogue that's taking place, and essentially a machlokes amiroim, whether fasting, someone who's marba betanesim in general, whether that's commendable or not. And the Gemara over there quotes this Rabbi Lozer HaKafa as a raya al achas kama v'kama, that madoch a nozir, who was mekabel on himself to abstain from one pleasure of drinking wine, is considered to be a chota al achas kama v'kama, someone who was mekabel on himself, tanesim, where he's not going to have any worldly pleasures, he's all the more so a chota. Now this seems to be, there's another amora, Rebbe Lozer, who's brought down, who says, no, faket, nikro kodosh, shenema, kodosh yeh gadol pera sa'ar roshoi. The pasuk says by a nozir that he's a kodosh, and he says, faket, umazer shalitzir atzmoi elamidova echod. The person who has only mitzayir himself from one thing, from yayin, he's nikro kodosh. So all the more so, ha mitzayir atzmoi mikol dova, al achas kamo v'kamo. And this seemingly inconsistent understanding of the mitzvah of nozir, whether it's a mala or a chesaron, whether it should be encouraged or discouraged, that carries on all the way into the Rishonim and to the Mefarshim. Indeed, we see the Rambam in Perik Yud Gimel, in the Dorim, Halachach of Gimel, the Rambam says, I'll highlight the bits that are relevant. Misha noda nedorim, kedei lekoinin deyosov, or lesakin masov, someone who was menada nedorim, to work on himself. And he gives examples of someone who's a zoylil and he decides that he's going to abstain from eating meat. And he doesn't want to be involved in shikrus. Says the Rambam, someone who was taking pleasure of his beauty and he was taking pride in his beauty, and he was menada to be a nozir, a chiyotze ben adorim elu, kulon derech avodas lashem heim. All these are a derech in Avodas Hashem. It sounds like it's very wonderful. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Deos Perek Gimel, Halacha Aleph, tells us something very different. Shema Yoyma Odom, if a person is going to say, Hoyul Viz Bahatava Bahakovod Ichiyotze Behen, that because Tav and Kovod and the similar things, Derech Roahin Umetzienes Ha'odom in Olam, I'm going to be mafrish myself, B'yoyse V'esrachik Litzad Ha'achrin, all the way to the extreme. Atshele Yoychal Bosso V'le Yishte Yayin, I'm no longer going to eat meat and drink wine, I'm not going to live in comfortable surroundings and wear good clothes, like the priests of Edom. Gamzu, says the Rambam, derech rohi v'osu leilechba. And we see similarly the Kleyoka takes on the same thing in this week's Pasha, and he talks about the inyan that the nozeh is a choyte. Shehu ha-nozeh poirish mikol ha-olam linoig issa. He's being noyeg on himself and issa in things that everyone else is noyeg by heta. Lekach nema hiyafli. He set himself apart, the pasuk says. Why has he set himself apart? Shehu roitzel yis muvdol mufrish muzulosoi uboine boma la'atzmai. He's creating for himself a boma that he's different to everyone else, and that seems to be something that we don't approve of. And on the words kiyafli, there's also different views of how to tight shit. The pasuk says, "Amata aleihem," you should say to Bnei Yisrael, "Ishay isha kiyafli lindoy nede nozel azil Hashem." So the article translation, clearly based on Rashi, is that he set himself apart. And this can be taken in two different ways. If you look at the Ibn Ezra says, "Yafli yafrish or yaseh dova pele." He's doing something which is a nifla dikazach. It's a wondrous thing. It's awesome. Ki rov ha'olam holchem achet havasam. Most of the world go after this, their tithes, and this person is controlling himself. I heard a ma'aser that the Shatan Rebbe, who lived in his later years in Tel Aviv, known as an erlicher dochgeweigte chassidish yid, who was once walking in the street with his entourage, gabbaim and chassidim, and a guy came across them, and the guy asked one of the gabbaim, "Who's this person? Is he a rabbina?" So the guy said, "He's not." Sorry? So the gabba said, "He's not a rabbina, he's a wunder rabbina." So the guy said, "What's the difference between a rabbina and a wunder rabbina?" So the Hashatan Rebbe said, turned around to the tzaddik, to his chassidim, and he said, "I'll explain to you the difference between a rabbina and a wunder rabbina. A rabbina is someone who's a rav on his town, and a bigger rabbi, a bigger rav, is someone who's sholet on a whole medina. A wunder rabbina is someone who's sholet on himself." And the chassidim later taiched that that's odom ki ishoy isho ki yafli lindo neze nede noze. That this is the yafli, it's a pele, that he's able to, it's remarkable that he's able to be shoylet on himself. We see Rashi in Pasuk Beis says, Lahazir lahashem lahabdil atzmei min hayayin l'shem shemayin. Again, he's saying that this nazirus is that he's being mavdil himself and he's being nizah on himself l'shem shemayin. It seems to be a commendable thing. And the Mefarshim Taka used the word nizah as a crown, an atara, as something to be proud of. So how do we fuse these two perceptions of the mitzvah of Nazirus into something that makes it relevant to us and understandable to us? So we'll say a couple of questions and then hopefully we'll be able to bring it all together. In Pasuk Chaf, the Pasuk tells us that as the Nozeh ends his term of Nazirus, the Pasuk says, "Va'acha yishta ha-nozeh yoyin." Afterwards the Nozeh may drink wine. Now surely, if the whole inyan of Nazirus is that he should abstain from drinking wine, why is the Torah going out of its way as if to encourage him that now is the time to drink wine? I heard once from my cousin, Rabbi Dr. Abraham J. Twersky, he was once talking about the inyan of addictions, and he was saying that it's interesting that someone who's been an alcoholic for 30 years, and he's been dry for 30 years, when he goes to an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting, he'll introduce himself as, "Hi, my name is Yanko, and I'm an alcoholic." Because even if someone has been clear for 30 years, he's still got that middah in him. And it's interesting to see that the Pasuk refers to the Nozeh. Even after he's terminated his Nazirus, the Pasuk still says, Zos Torah HaNozeh, this is the Torah of the Nozeh, this is what a Nozeh should do. Still calling him a Nozeh. And yet at the same time, the Torah is encouraging him to drink wine. So what's going on over here? And another kasha is that Rashi tells us, based on the Gemara and Sota, the first half of Sota, Lomon nismecha pashas nozeh lepashas Sota. So we all know famously, Loimelach shekol haroya Sota bekalkula, someone who sees the Sota in a state of disgrace, yozer yatzmei min hayayin, should be careful, should abstain from wine. And if we look at the parshas of Nozer and Sota, we'll see that there's many similarities that beg the question of what is the connection. Why are they so connected, the parshas of Sota and Nozer? They don't seem be'etzim to have any connection. If we look at the parshas of Sota, we'll see it starts off by Dabar Hashem al Moshe Leimor, Dabar al Bnei Yisrael, V'amart Aleihem, Ish Kisista Ishtoi. The exact same words are the opening lines of the parsha of Nozer. By Dabar Hashem al Moshe Leimor, Dabar al Bnei Yisrael, V'amart Aleihem, Ish Oy Isho, Kiyafli Lindei Neder Hashem, Neder Nozer. And the two parshas end in the exact same way. Zois Torah HaKnois Asher Tiste Isho by Sota, and with Nozer Zois Torah HaNozer Asher Yido. And we also see that the avoda of the Kohen in the Beis Hamikdash was also similar, with the Sota Vehinif as Hamincha Lefnei Hashem, and with the Nozer Vehinif Oisam HaKohen Tnufa Lefnei Hashem. So what's going on over here? So there's a famous Maisa. We know that the Azan Akop, who was the Rav of Lublin at the same time as the Chose of Lublin, there were many dialogues that took place between the two of them when the Azan Akop was trying to understand Derech HaChassidus, and there's lots of stories about their interactions. And there's a famous story that the Azan Akop once asked the Chose of Lublin, what's the Inyan that Chassidim spend time after davening, vinching Lechayim and drinking schnapps and having Lekuch, what is that all about? So the Chose asked in return, he said that we see multiple times that Yayin is good, the Yayin is Samach Levav Enosh. There's many examples. In this week's Sedra, we see that Rashi says, Reb Lozar Kafa says, that he's a choyte shetzir atzmei min hayayin. We see that yayin is a good thing. And the Chosid said, the famous vort from the Baal Shem Tov, the Baal Shem HaKudosh said, a remez in the Mishnah, kol ha-negoyim odom roye, chutz menigei atzmei. That the negoyim, the Pashup Shat is, that a person can pasken only on other people's negoyim, not on his own negoyim. So the Baal Shem Tov teaches like this a remez. Kol ha-negoim odom reya chutz. Any nega that a person sees on the outside, he sees with someone else, then it must be that it's because menegei atzmoi. It becomes from his own negoim. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is causing him to witness this because this is something that he needs to learn from. And the Chassidim say the Maisa of the Hilig Baal Shem, where the Baal Shem HaKudosh once witnessed a Yid being Mechal al Shabbos, and he had tremendous tzar. He couldn't think to himself when he was doing his Cheshbon HaNefesh, why did he get to see this Yid being Mechal al Shabbos? He couldn't think of any Zilzal and Shmira Shabbos until he realized that once he overheard Yidin being Mezalzal and being Mevaza at Talmud Chochem, and the Zilzal of a Talmud Chochem is deemed Me'en Chil Shabbos, and therefore he did Tshuva and he understood why he saw this. And that pshat in Kol HaNegoim Odom Roya Chutz, that he sees on the outside, is Menege Atzmei. And it's for this reason that Nismecha Pashas Nozeh LePashas Sota. Yayin, if it's not used properly, and if it's not controlled correctly, leads to promiscuity. It leads to Aroyos. So one may think that someone who's witnessed the horrific ordeal that this Isha, who's been a Sota of Bikalkula, he would be shocked into never committing this Avera again. But the Torah understands our Neshama better. And the Torah is telling us that if we witness this, then it must be that it's Negeya to us. And that's why someone who sees it has to be Mekabal on himself, should be Mekabal on himself, Nazirus. So the Chose says to the Azan Akop, but this doesn't mean that Yayin is a bad thing. Yayin can be good. Yayin can also be bad. It depends on how the Yid uses it. Whether the Yid is using it as a Tanuk of Olam Gashmi, or is he using it as an opportunity in Avodas Hashem. And he explained that this is why Chassidim, after davening, where they're dehoben, after the Avodas Hashem, they engage with each other with the Lechayim to show that there's also a Hadrocha in Gashmius as well. Rabbi Yosef Shalom Notzenzin says that the tachlis of Nazirus is chalila not precious. It's not abstention from the pursuit of worldly pleasures. It's to learn the skill of incorporating the gashmias in our daily ruchnias. And perhaps we can suggest, I'm not trying to convert anyone to Hasidus, but maybe this is why with the Hasidim we see that there's a gewaldige inyan in being mahada in ze keli ve'anveyu. Whether it's a silver esrog pushkas, whether it's a noy sukkah, whether it's the silver megillah holders, whether it's the atorah for the talesim. Because the tafkid is to be able to take the spoils of this world and to channel them as a derech in avodas Hashem. And that's taka the inyan why learning from a tzaddik is not just learning from his divrei Torah and watching him as he davens, but it's also from seeing him at a tish when he's eating, when he's partaking in a Suda's Shabbos, where you're seeing how he is using something that's magushendik and he's raising it to a spiritual level. So we can learn this Mahalach HaChayim from the Gemara. The Gemara says in Horius Daf Yud Beis, Daf Yud Amud Beis, Rav Papa v'Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua Osi l'Kameid Rava. They came towards Rava, and Rava said to them, Omer Lahu, he said, Oikimtun Masechta Pelon, U Masechta Pelon, have you mastered this and that Masechta? Omer Lei In, yes we have. And then he asks them, Iyatrisu Pursa, have you secured a little wealth? And they said, In, Dezavnon Katina de Aron, we bought a small plot of land, and the plots provide for us bountifully. So Rava says to them, Kori alayu, Ashrehem litzadikim shemagia alehem kemasa horashoim sheba'olam hazeh ba'olam hazeh. Rashoim get the schar in this world, and Ashrehem to tzadikim who get the schar also in this world. So it would appear that having bountiful wealth in this world seems to be that it could be a good thing. The Gemara continues, Omer Rabba Baba Chon Omer B'yochanan, Maidich Siv, says in Hesheya, Ki Yeshorim Darche Hashem, V'tzadikim Yechubom, Uposhim Yekoshlubom, says the Gemara, it's a moshel to two Bnei Adam who are being makriv a korban Pesach, Echad Ochloi L'shem Mitzvah, and one eats it L'shem Achile Gasa, gluttonously. Zeshe Ochloi L'shem Mitzvah, says the Gemara, Tzadikim Yechubom. He eats the same korban Pesach, he ate it L'shem Mitzvah, it's Yelchu, that's Nikra Tzadik. Zesha Ochle Lishom Achille Gasa, Kitzit Al Tzachille Gasa, Upoishim Yekoshlubon. And we see this also in the Yerushalmi in Kedushin. Rab Chizkiya says B'Shem Rav, Osid Odom Litte Nesadin, Al Kol Shira Asa Einoi Veloi Ochal. Anything that he saw and he didn't eat it, he's going to be given Osid Litten Din V'Cheshbon. And the Gemara, the Yerushalmi says over there, Rab Loza says, that he would make a point of tasting every new fruit as it came into season each year in order to be able to partake in worldly pleasures. And this is Taka Paskin the Halacha Mishneh Berurah Simon Reish Chof Hei, Sif Yud Tes, Kosfu HaAchreinim B'Shem HaYerushalmi, De Mitzvah Lechol Ma'at Mikol Min Chodosh B'Shona, V'Hatam Kedei Laharish Shechoviv Olav B'Riyusel Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And obviously, famously, this is brought by Arichus in Mesilas Yesharim under the title of Midas Precious. In line with this, the Ramah in Torah Sa'ola, he offers an interesting explanation as to why the halacha requires the minimum term of Naziris to be 30 days. The Sota, says the Ramah, is one extreme. It's depravity and decadence, immorality. And the Naziris is the other extreme, self-denial and abstinence. Says the Ramah, and we see this also in the Rambam, famously in the Shemona Prokim, Lakdoma Perka Ovis, and also in Hilchis Deus, the Rambam says that a person should always choose the Derech HaMemutzah, the middle path, a course between the two extremes. But when one's behavior inclines too much to one extreme, then it becomes necessary to incline towards the other extreme for a shtickle time in order to regain one's balance. Says the Ramah, Chazal teach us many times that 30 days is the minimum time necessary for a course of action to take on the aspects of a habit. We see this the halacha with the same baracha, that if you've said the same baracha for 30 days and you're not sure whether you have or haven't said it, then you can assume that by habit you're already saying the same baracha. Says the Ramah, that's why the Pasuk says, V'kodosh yiyeh, he will become holy. When will he become holy? Yiyeh, after 30 days. Now let's take a look at the famous Nozir that Shimon HaTzadik spoke about in the Dorim Daf Tes Amud Beis. We know the story. Shimon HaTzadik says I've never eaten an osham for a nozer tome. Elo echod one time. What was the story? He saw a nozer who came from Doroim, from the south, and he saw he was yifeyanayim. His locks were arranged in curls, and he said, "Bini, mari isa lahashkes esar oishcha, your beautiful esar chose hanoe." And he said to me, says Shimon HaTzadik, "Roya hayisi la'abo be'iri." I was a shepherd in my father's town, and I went to fill up the water from the Mayon. V'nistakalti bebavua sheli, and I looked at my reflection. Upochaz alai yitzri, ubikesh l'tolduni min ha'olam. My yitzri took the better of me and tried to banish me from this world. Amati loy, I said to my yetzer, Rosha lomatom is goy, but oilom she'ine shelcho, b'mishu osed liyo isrima v'teleo, ha'avoido, when I get to the base of Migdosh, she'agaleichecho lo shemayim, and give me malgaleich leher, l'shem shemayim. So Shimon HaTzadik says, miyadom madati v'nishakti v'aroishoy, and I said, b'ni kamoicho yirbu noizri neziris b'yisrael, alecha kosev oime ish ki yafli lindoy neder nozir l'hazil Hashem. So the Pasha Pshat of this Gemara is that this Roya from Doroim, he saw his reflection, he saw how beautiful he looked, and he felt an inclination to be over an Avera, the Avera of Aroyas. But there's a Mashah in Chiddush HaGodos who says a very interesting twist. The Mashah asks the following questions. Yesh la'ayin, ma'ali lahazkish shebo min hadorim. Why does the Gemara have to tell us he came from the south? Why do we need to know Shehoya Roya? Why do we need to know that he was a shepherd for his father? Gam, ma shepirish Rashi, what Rashi asked, shepochaz ala yitzri, lehaviyeni lidei hirur avera, that my yitzra was trying to be maharami in an avera, hudochet ma inyun mesgoel azeh. What's that got to do with gaiva? He wanted to do an avera. Where does pride come into this? Venira, says the Masha. Sheremez, sheremez shebo midoroim, he's telling us that he came from Doroim so that we should understand, as the Gemara says in Baba Basra, Harotze lahach kim yadrim. He was a clever, wise person. And he says that even though he was a wise person, he could have chosen to become anything. He could have become a lawyer, an accountant. Instead, what was he? He was a roya to Tzoyin Aviv. He was Mekayim, the mitzvah of Kibbut Av. And all the Bnei Iroi recognized that he was a clever person. And so one time he walks past and he sees his bavua, he sees his reflection, and he's questioning to himself that I should be misgoer. I've got much more to offer. I am handsome and I'm talented. Why am I stuck here being a roya to my father's sheep? And so that's why he says, Bikish l'tordei min ha'olam. He wanted to banish me from the world because the mitzvah of kibbud av v'eim is l'man yirichun yomecha. And so he says that that's why he was mekabel himself in the Zirus to say that he's going to be megaleach l'shem shemayim, so that he is mekayim the mitzvah of kibbut av l'shem shemayim. And it's interesting the choice of words that he used, ha'avoido, that when I come to the Beis HaMikdosh, agaleichecho l'shemayim. There's a word from the Chassam Sofer says that the Mishnah in Brachos Perek Hei Mishnah Aleph says, Chasidim ha'rishonim ha'yeshoyim sho'achas mispalalim. The Chassidim HaRishonim used to daven Psukah Dezimra, Berachos Krishma, Kriyashma before they stood for Shmoneh Esra. Why? Because they didn't want the Shmoneh Esra to be filled with personal bakoshes. They wanted that the Atachonin, the Selachlonu, the Refa'enu, the Baruch Eleinu should be a chelik of the Avodas Hashem, and not for themselves personally, but it should be Sheyechavnu Es Libom Namokin. And that was the machshava of the Nozir, and that's why Shimon HaTzadik was inspired from this Nozir. Because he was committing to a life of kibbud hoirim, because this was what was right to do, l'shem shemayim. Nesir Sholem brings a vort in Teres Ovis that he explains the smichas ha-parshias, and this is how we'll wrap it up, that from Nozir we go on to Parshas Birchas Kahanim, from Birchas Kahanim we go to Parshas Nesiyim, because when a person witnesses a soita, the nozir must be Polish from Hanois Olam Hazeh. However, this isn't the ideal way of being Oved Hashem. The ideal way of being Oved Hashem is to be Mechaber Tachtoinim to the Elyonim, the Gashmias and Teruchnias. So Birchas Kahanim is the means by which one benefits from Olam Hazeh, whilst Kavanosu L'Shem Shemayim, as Chazal tell us in Sefri, Yevarechecho Hashem B'momoyim. V'yishmerecho min hamazikin. The Rabbeinu Shlomo, the Kahanim are benching us that we should be able to be Nehna from Olam Hazeh, and at the same time we should still be able to be Oved Hashem. And this is why the Parshas HaNesiyim is the highest Madrega. V'yihi b'yom kalos Moshe. להקים את המשכן, וימשך עושי ויקדש עושי ואז כל כלוב ואז המזבח ואז כל כלוב. He took all the gold, all the silver, all the materialistic things that the Klal Yisrael had brought together, and he was mekadosh them. And that is the epitome of Avodas Hashem. That is the highest madrega. And those are the steps that a nozer has to take to become a dover ruchni in and of himself. I was thinking that perhaps this can answer a question that Reb Chaim Shalevitz asks. He says that if you look at the three different isurim of a nozer, that one is Issa Shtiyas Yayin, one is Issa Tiglachas, and the other one is Tumas Meis. Tumas Meis doesn't fit in, because the Issa of Shtiyas Yayin and Issa Giluach is where he's abstaining from worldly pleasures. But you would have thought that we would encourage him to go to the Beis HaOvel. As Shlomo HaMelech says in Keheles, Tov Leleches LeBeis HaOvel, he'll get a Hira Tshuva over there. So why are we moving so far away from the Beis HaOvel? So I thought maybe this could be because the Isser of Tiglachas in Yayin is a reminder of the vulgarity of a Soita. But the Nozir also needs to be reminded of something else. As we said before from the Rambam, Shema Yoyna Adam Efroish Mehem B'Yosef Esrachik Mitzad Achrens, he says no. This is not the way. This is the way of Kumri Edoin. This is the way of the priests of Edoin. That's a Derech Ra V'Osu Leilech Ba. And the Adam is Osid Litting Din V'Cheshbein HaKol Sh'Ra'aso Einov V'Loi Ochal. So, as the Torah tells us, V'Chai Behem V'Loi She'Yomus Behem, precious can lead you to not living life. The Torah is encouraging you to live life in a way that's going to bring the Gashmias into a Dover Ruchni. So this explains all our kashas. Our first kasha of that Naziris can be both good and bad. If it's the final result of the Nozir, if his end goal is that this is what he wants to be a Purish, he wants to be a precious, then it's a bad thing. Because he's not allowed to be Purish. You're meant to have Hanoah from the Tanuga Olam Hazeh. However, if the step is a step forward towards being Mechaba, the Tachtoinim and the Elyonim, then it's a good middah. That's why the words of Lahafli and Nezer can take on two meanings, depending on the Machshava of the Nozir. And this also explains why the Torah is actually encouraging him to drink wine. Because the inyan of Naziris is not to abstain. The inyan of Naziris is to train yourself that you can drink the wine, but you should drink the wine in a way that you're turning a Dover Gashmi into something that's a Bal Madrega.